starts with a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, and we understand there are some jobs that, you know, could cause injury, could keep you out of work for a minute. So, you know, you have to file a claim, a workers' comp claim. That's legit, you know?
Sure. That happens when you get injured on the job.
However, if you're going to file this, then you better understand that a lot of times the insurance company's paying out is going to make sure that you're actually injured.
How'd you get injured? What is that impairing your ability to really work?
Oh, if you can manage to make it through the day without going snowboarding when you've while you're collecting workers' comp for an injury keeping you out of work.
Oh, you seem like you're okay. You seem like you're feeling better if you're snowboarding. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So Brandon, he is a private investigator, and his TikTok is full of him going on these private investigator. A lot of them are for, like, cheating, like wives or husbands sending him to tail their cheating spouse or whatever.
What a career he's carved out.
I know. And his TikTok's pretty fun. But this one in particular, he's literally at a ski resort.
Hey guys, I'm a private investigator working an insurance file at Seymour Mountain. And the guy is claiming an injury, and he's here snowboarding. So, and there he goes.
There he is.
Completely lying about his injury. His employer will love that.
Yeah, employer gonna love to see this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, filmed himself on the job at the ski resort there in British Columbia in Canada. And he was sent to surveil a guy claiming a workplace injury and flips the camera around and shows him on a snowboard just kind of skiing. He's like, yep, there he is. There he is.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, just,
so
you
wait,
know.
Now my brain is going to, okay, so the guy that's guilty that he captured on video.
Yeah.
Is he showing his face?
Well, not on film.
Okay. I was going to say, Brandon's got to be pretty careful, I would think. Because
yeah, he's got
then,
him like, in a helmet. And okay. And you can't see, like, his face.
And you're not saying who he is.
Right, exactly. Okay. But we can assume that Brandon verified this guy.
And telling us the truth. That
yes.
That's really the guy that they're looking for.
But like
I
said, his entire TikTok is him going on these private investigator missions up in Canada.
And how jarring is it that your workplace or the insurer that the workplace uses is sending out private investigators just to make sure.
Well, you know, it's like when you make a claim on like a homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
They're going to send an adjuster out to check it out.
Yeah.
And they're not just going to say, sounds good.
Right.
Here's some money.
Right.
You know, they're going to send.
So if you're saying you're laid up at home and you can't work.
Right.
You better be laid up at home.
Exactly. Not on this ski resort.
Not going to living your best life on a snowboard.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, hey.
Lesson for everyone else who might be thinking, oh, you know what?
Yeah, if you want to commit insurance fraud.
Take a break from work. Yeah.
This
but
is.
I still want to get paid.
This
How
is
do
the
I
way not to do it.
Yeah. All okay. Right.
So.
Good note.
Take it from Brandon.
Right. This is like the step up from like, oh, I want to take a sick day, but I'm not really sick and I want to go shopping.
Yeah. Thank goodness our business converted all that just to PTO.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's
just
like,
taking a
we
day
don't
off.
Care if you're sick or you're taking a vacation.
Right.
It's all just lumped under PTO. Do with what
so
you want.
So long gone are the days where
yes,
you have to be like, I can't really
I'm
come
sick.
In today. I'm sick. I'm sick. And then I'm hang sick. Up. All right, let's go shopping.
All right, guys.
Day drinking today. Let's go to the bar.
That's funny. All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.